Let's pray for the officials of Rialto. Surprisingly, Rialto is 103,884, so it's in the top ones. Not in the top four, but definitely high up there. Anything over 100,000. But let's start by praying with the guided prayer from My Faith Votes. Father, let love be our foundation, our language, our first response in the whole election process, voting, discussions about politics between now and then, before, during, and after the elections. Help us to approach conversations with love and gentleness. Help us to be faithful to you and to your truth. Rialto is home to four major distribution centers: Staples, which serves the entire west coast of the U.S., Toys R Us, which is, of course, has gone under, FedEx, and Target in the northern region of the city and in the Las Colinas community. And it's one of the largest firework companies in the United States, Pyro Spectaculars. A crime occurs every 2 hours on average. The overall crime grade is D, unhappily. The top issues are 12% drug crimes, and that's the high part. Anything over 10% is significant. Any crime is significant, but anything over 10% for a size that population that high means there's a lot of issues going on. 9% vandalism, 6% vehicle theft, 5% theft, 4% burglary. Their poverty is over the state average of 15, and it is at 18%. So one out of every six people live in poverty in Rialto. They are governed by the 5th district of the county under Joe Baca Jr. He is not up for re-election, so we'll be praying for him today. The school district is Rialto Unified, and they have two board member positions up for election, so we're going to pray for them. And there are two positions up for election in the city council. But we will also be praying for Deborah Robertson, the mayor, Ed Scott, mayor pro tem, who is up for election, Rafael Trujillo, who's a council member, Andy Cari Sales, he is a council member, Carla Perez is up for election, Marcus Fuller, the city manager, who is appointed by the city council, Aaron Brown, who's the deputy city manager. We've never seen that before, usually only a city manager, so that's unique. And the city clerk is an elected position, but not up for election this year, Barbara McGee, and the same for city treasurer, Edward J. Carrillo. So, Father God, we lift up these people. We lift up Rialto. We ask, God, that you would bring in your wisdom over Joe Baca Jr., over the county who's overseeing this city. We ask for you would put in position two board members on the Rialto Unified School District who will uphold your values. We pray that parents and voters will seriously look at who is going to be put in that position and review them before they choose to just pick a name. And I know I've been, and we have been, negligent to study every person that's up for election that we are allowed to vote for. So we pray, Father, that they will look at that, those that live in Rialto. We also pray for the city council. We pray that you would bring in two people in the city council for the mayor pro tem and for the council position that will have high values and standards and will help work with the law enforcement and other departments to help bring the crime up and that their poverty would decrease. So, Father, we pray that for their guiding principles and community values, we pray that they would be a family-first community, that their neighborhoods will be a safe place to call home, that essential community services and amenities must meet the needs and desires of their families, that they will require high-quality housing for their families and establish well-maintained, safe, attractive neighborhoods. Now, if you've driven through Rialto, that's a need. We pray that they will create a sense of community that bonds residents and families together, resulting in a stronger, better Rialto. We pray, Father, that Rialto shall, that they will help Rialto attract high quality, new development, improving its physical environment. First impressions matter, they say. The quality and standards of their streetscapes and public spaces will reflect the high quality of development that they require. So we pray that they raise those standards, but at the same time allow people to be people and live in a community that is comfortable without getting too out there. We pray for their infrastructure to keep pace with their growth, that every act of construction will result in the improvement and enhancement of both the public and private realms. We pray that they will pay attention to the details and have high standards and maintain the properties and enforce their codes at all times. And we pray whatever codes they have are codes that you would have, Father God, with excellence, a concern for your own property, that you have a respect for that which you own, and that you would treat it appropriately, that we are stewards of the things that you have given us, that people would see that what they have is a gift from you. We pray, Father, that they will have an economic environment that's healthy and diverse, business, city government, and economic development organizations that would work together to strengthen the local economy and support businesses. We pray they would aggressively attract and retain businesses that provide goods and services that they desire, that would create jobs and build a sustainable tax base and not have to reach out to the city people and residents to get more taxes. We pray that they would be wise in how they spend their money, and they wouldn't be high on the government side, but they'd be higher in the reaching the citizens. We pray that, as they say, that they will lead by example and operate in an open, transparent, and responsive manner that would meet the needs of the citizens and be a good place to do business. We pray they would take advantage of their status as the transportation hub of the Inland Empire. That's right. We also that they would be committed to environmental sustainability, meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations. We pray that they would be a community that would support creation and maintenance of attractive parks, recreational facilities, and gathering places that meet the needs of their residents. Transportation alternatives that would allow them to walk, bike, use public transportation safely, and travel within their community and reach regional destinations. And that they would participate in community events that enrich them. We pray that the leaders that you would rise up, Lord, would be wise and godly counselors, who will provide honest wisdom, encouragement, who will have humility, who will make apologies when necessary, that they would have a spirit of cooperation between elected people, that you would break down the barriers that are built up by selfish ambition for personal power, that you would safeguard their families, give them clarity to know what issues are more important, soften the hearts of their hearts to hear and understand the needs of the community, and bring a spirit of harmony and righteousness among them, and protect them from falling into temptation. In Jesus' name.